A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. When Jesus saw the vast crowd, his heart was moved with pity for them, for they were like sheep without a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. By now it was already late, and his disciples approached him and said, "This is a deserted place, and it is already very late. Dismiss them so that they can go to the surrounding farms and villages and buy themselves something to eat." He said to them in reply, "Give them some food yourselves." But they said to him, "Are we to buy 200 days' wages worth of food and give it to them to eat?" He asked them, "How many loaves do you have? Go and see." And when they had found out, they said, 5 loaves and 2 fish. So he gave orders to have them sit down in groups on the green grass. The people took their places in rows by hundreds and by fifties. Then, taking the 5 loaves and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he said the blessing, broke the loaves, and gave them to his disciples to set before the people. He also divided the 2 fish among them all. They all ate and were satisfied. And they picked up 12 wicker baskets full of fragments and what was left of the fish. Those who ate of the loaves were 5,000 men. The Gospel of the Lord. There is much to be said about this miracle of the loaves and fish. I would like to share my thoughts about the last 2 sentences of this passage. Mark tells us that they picked up 12 wicker baskets full of fragments and what was left of the fish. Those who ate of the loaves were 5,000 men. It seems that Mark wants us to know that after all the 5,000 men, not counting the women and children, had eaten, there were still leftovers. Imagine, there were 12 baskets of leftovers after having fed all those people. However, today I would like to take a different look at these verses. Some years ago, I was with my family for Christmas vacation. I was staying with my mother, who lived in Florida, and she had 2 beautiful orange trees in her backyard. It was great to be able to go out and pick oranges right off the tree, and they were plentiful. I was squeezing them for juice for the Christmas Eve party, and as I squeezed the oranges, I came across one that had a blemish on it. I automatically tossed it with the skins that were going to be thrown out. My mother noticed this, and she asked me, "If you didn't know there were 2 trees in the backyard with oranges on them, would you have thrown that one out?" She didn't say any more. She didn't have to. I got the point. Sometimes when we know there is an abundance of something, we are wasteful and irresponsible. This has been a problem in our society. We have forgotten to be good stewards of our planet. But now we are faced with the reality of our planet's resources being depleted. We are realizing that the resources we have taken for granted are not inexhaustible. Pope Francis, in his encyclical Laudato Si, is calling for all of us to be more mindful of our use and consumption of God's creation, to be concerned about those who have so little when many of us have too much or more than we need, to be concerned about recycling, about replacing in nature what we use, being mindful of those who will follow us, to try to live simply so that others may simply live. Making a conscious effort to conserve water by shortening our showers, by filling a container with as much water as we think we need instead of filling it to full capacity. These may seem to be small efforts in themselves, but when many people do them, they make a significant difference. Maybe we need to do more repairing than replacing with material things in our life. Jesus could have had his disciples just leave the fragments behind them as they moved on to their next destination, but he had them gather the fragments. He had a respect, and could we say a reverence, for all of creation. If Jesus could be careful to not waste this food which he had provided so abundantly, how can we not respect and care for the gifts God has given and continues to give us for our survival and enjoyment? Dear Creator God, you have lavished so much goodness and love on us, your children. Give us the grace to see the beauty of creation and the value of each person and creature. Help us to care for our planet, our home, and help us to gather the fragments in our daily life.